Well, good evening, and thank you for being here. If you will, please take your Bibles and open up to Psalms 31. I want to look at three verses there real quick. Psalms 31, starting in verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, my namesake, lead me and guide me. And the verse that Brother Mike referenced a moment ago about Christ's statement from the cross, verse 5. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, for thou art my strength. Jesus was crucified and was dead, and lying in the tomb on Saturday. For the disciples of Jesus, this was an earth-shattering, earth-shaking thing. They couldn't go back. Their teacher was dead. The relationship had come to an abrupt and violent end. Their dreams were shattered. They were confused, and their future was unknown. They had been pushed to the edge, and all we hear from God on this Saturday was silence. Can you imagine the disciples, after spending 3 years walking beside Jesus Christ and hearing all of his teachings, hearing about the coming kingdom, hearing about all of those that were going to be within that kingdom, and then all of a sudden, he was crucified, he was dead, and he was buried. To them, all was lost, simply because they did not fully understand the teachings about the kingdom. They believed, as many people believe falsely today, that this was going to be an earthly kingdom, a kingdom that's going to be set up, and he was going to sit on the throne of David and rule in an earthly kingdom. But he was dead. Although these events transpired some 2,000 years ago, have we not been where our elderly brothers and sisters were? We too have been pushed to the edge. We have been hurt by the past, terrified by the future, and we sit in silence waiting for clarity. So this evening, I want to share a few suggestions from God's Word concerning what we need to do when we experience our silence of Saturday. The first thing I believe that we should be doing as God's children is to wait on God. Don't try to get out in front of him. Don't try to think ahead. But notice we are to wait on God. Psalms 27, verse 14. The writer here says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I don't know how much simpler that can be. There is nothing that I can say, there's nothing that I can convey to you that's any simpler than wait, I say, on the Lord. Then we read in Psalms 37, verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Too many times we become anxious. Too many times we become frustrated. We want things done now. You know, that's why we have so many things that are convenient. You know, why spend all the time to put stuff in a conventional oven and set the temperature and wait for an hour, 2 hours, sometimes even up to 3 hours for something to cook? Why don't you put it in the microwave? It can be done in minutes. Or better yet, get you an air fryer. It'll do it even better. You know, we like convenience, don't we? But here, many times in our lives as Christians, we need to wait on the Lord and not try to go beyond what we don't truly understand. Teach me, Lord, to wait. You remember the song we sing on our songbooks, 884? Teach me, Lord, to wait. Notice what's said in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Do you want to mount up with wings as eagles? You want to walk and not faint? Then wait on the Lord. Don't try. Well, that didn't. What in the world is that? Well, let's see here. Excuse me, technical difficulties. They that wait upon the Lord, don't you just love technology? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not be faint. I tell you what, I couldn't run across the street without fainting. We cannot try to force God into our time frame. God does not live in our time frame. Being uncomfortable isn't always that bad. And being confused doesn't always need immediate clarity. Look, if you will, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he shall say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Too many times, instead of setting a watch, instead of being upon the tower, now we know this is basically a metaphor, but when we try to go beyond, when we try to work things out for ourselves in our own purpose and not rely on God's word, then what have we done? We've went beyond. We have not waited to see what God has to say about what we do in our lives. You know, too many times we rely on our own think-sos and our own mindset of what we believe God wants us to do instead of checking out the Word of God to see if exactly what we are doing or proposing or how we are living is right in God's sight or not. Look, if you will, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13. Now, I like this verse, all right? And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Now, to kind of put this in context, they're at the Red Sea. Who do you think's coming up behind them? Who's chasing them? The Egyptians. They'd already seen the miracle of God delivering them out of the hand of Egypt. Moses got them and led them all the way to the Red Sea. They seen the pillar of smoke during the day and the pillar of fire at night. They knew God was in their presence. They knew that Moses was from God. And what happened? Here comes the Egyptians, hot on their tail. They were afraid. They were frightened. They basically accused Moses of bringing them out there to be slaughtered by the Egyptians. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Don't be afraid. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Wait on the Lord. Wait and understand what is going to take place. Too many times, just like these Israelites, when something comes upon us, whether it's our fault or society's fault, what happens? We panic. Do we put our trust in God? Or do we try to figure it all out by ourselves? When things are clear or not clear, when troubling issues confront us, we need to do not only wait on the Lord, as we're told in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 and the other verses that we've looked at. Not only should we wait on the Lord, but secondly, we must obey God. Shouldn't we? Notice Luke 23 verse 56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Now picture this, okay? Jesus died on the cross. And because it was close to the Sabbath, and we have to understand that the Jewish day started at 6 p.m. They went and requested Jesus' body to get him placed into the tomb, buried before the start of the Sabbath. Because once the Sabbath started, they couldn't do it. So here we see, and they returned. When? On Sunday. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. They did not even prepare Jesus for his burial because the Sabbath was nigh. These women, remember the women that went to the tomb Sunday morning with the ointments and all the spices? These women were just as confused by the death of Jesus as the men were. To them, their world had been turned upside down. To them, all that Jesus had taught them they didn't understand, so they thought it was all for nothing. But again, these women were just as confused by the death of Jesus as the men were. They demonstrated their confusion by coming to anoint the body of Jesus on Sunday. But notice what they did on Saturday. What did they do? They rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Not only do we have to wait on God, we have to obey God. And this is what they did. They obeyed God. Notice Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Very interesting, isn't it? That we are to fear God and keep his commandments. Then we read John 14 and verse 15, a verse we looked at this morning, I believe, if I remember correctly. If you love me, keep my commandments. Again, as I stated this morning, you can't get any simpler than that. Then John chapter 15 and verse 10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have... Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. If you love me, keep my commandments. Again, not only must we wait on the Lord, we must obey the Lord. And finally, we must remember his promises. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Brothers and sisters, when we face our Saturday of silence, let us keep in mind, let us hold on to this. God, Christ, will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Brothers and sisters, we have all had our silent Saturdays. And we're going to continue, perhaps, to have silent Saturdays. Maybe when an illness comes upon us or a loved one, or perhaps a time when we become confused about things that's taking place around us, uncertainty, they're uncomfortable. They're unnerving. They can perhaps even shake our faith. But we need to remember whose we are. And we need to remember his promise that he will never leave us or never forsake us. Let us always wait upon the Lord. Let us obey all things. And let us remember God's promise that if we remain faithful until death, we'll receive a crown of life. This evening, if you're here and in need of prayer, for whatever reason, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
What do you